In France, a school is typically, well, it's just a building you go to for academics. You learn, you take your exams, and then you leave.
Right, you go live the rest of your life elsewhere.
Exactly. But in the United States, that building is something entirely different. It's the town square, the athletic club, and I mean, the absolute center of a teenager's
It
universe.
really is everything to them.
Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at interview transcripts comparing the American and French schooling systems.
And this is such a great topic.
It is. And our mission today is to decode these cultural rhythms specifically for you, the prospective French au pair preparing to work in the US.
And decoding the basic architecture is really the best place to start,
Yeah.
because the US system sets a completely different stage.
Oh, totally.
Instead of the French college and lycée, you have elementary, middle, and high school, which means the major transitional milestones hit at completely different ages.
Right, which completely changes the social dynamics for the kids you'll be looking after. And the daily rhythm is just totally different, too.
Oh, yeah. The hours alone are a big adjustment.
Exactly. American schools usually start earlier and end earlier. Like they often get out around 2:03 or 3:00 p.m. I actually look at the American school schedule like an iceberg.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Yeah, because the academic classes, you know, the math, the history, they're just the tip visible above the water.
Right.
But the day doesn't end early to give kids more free time at home. It ends early to make room for this massive structure hidden underneath the surface, the extracurriculars.
What's fascinating here is that, unlike in France, when the bell rings, the students don't just go home or into the
I
city.
know, not at all.
The school physically holds on to them. They transition straight into school-sponsored sports teams, debate clubs, theater, marching band.
It's just endless activities.
It is. And because American communities historically developed in a more spread-out suburban way, the school became the natural, centralized hub for all youth socialization.
Right, it's engineered to monopolize their time. So the school isn't just delivering a curriculum, it's basically providing an entire lifestyle,
Absolutely.
which actually makes sense of something else I noticed in these transcripts. Because if the school treats the student like a full-time resident of this buzzing micro community, they aren't going to want them sitting silently in rows all day.
Exactly. The overarching philosophy in American education is constant, active engagement.
Which is a huge shift.
A massive shift from the French system, yeah. In France, students are largely expected to, absorb lectures quietly and respectfully. But in the US, the classroom is highly interactive.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because students are evaluated continuously through daily homework, projects, and presentations.
Right, rather than just one final exam.
Yeah, and notably, speaking up and participating directly affects their grades. I have to say, for a French student used to sitting quietly, that must be a massive culture shock.
Oh, it's a huge adjustment.
I mean, is that constant evaluation exhausting? You're basically graded on constant talking.
It can be exhausting, yeah.
Yeah.
But the US system values continuous engagement. The idea is that vocalizing ideas and collaborating over high-stakes silent memorization actually builds better soft skills.
So what does this all mean for the listener? Like, how does this continuous busy system impact your daily life as an au pair?
Well, American parents are highly involved through meetings, volunteering, and, constant communication.
Right. So as an au pair, your job isn't just basic childcare. You are actively managing this incredibly complex routine, overseeing homework, driving kids to endless activities.
Yes, the driving is a huge part of it.
I was going to say, being an au pair in America sounds less like traditional babysitting and more like being a logistics manager for a mini celebrity.
That is spot on.
You've got the apps, the parent-teacher portals, the practice schedules.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, seamlessly adapting to this fast-paced rhythm is the secret to thriving with an American host family.
It really is. In the US, school is a complete lifestyle and identity, not just an academic requirement.
It dictates their entire week.
Yeah. Which brings us to a pretty wild scenario to think about. If the American school system is designed to provide a student's entire social identity, their routine, and their extracurricular life, what exactly happens when that massive structure completely vanishes during the long American summer breaks? How does a student, and by extension, you as their au pair, handle that sudden void?